When Busy Becomes Too Busy, a compilation.
In our supersonic postmodern society, known for its busyness and its increasing ability to deliver instantaneously, we find ourselves hurried more than our ancestors ever could have imagined. We never feel like we have enough time to accomplish everything we want or need to do, and the clock keeps ticking. We can somehow lose touch with what is really important. We are overworked, overstressed, and spiritually undernourished. Our culture promotes bigger and better, and subtly challenges us to keep up. Phew, who made these rules anyway? Satan loves to keep us running in circles, trying to beat the clock. If he can distract us, he can minimize our usefulness to the kingdom of God. Satan may be the prince of darkness, but he is also the duke of distraction. As Christians, we cannot allow ourselves to be swept away in the undercurrent of the cultural stopwatch. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." The Bible places high value on rest and peaceful living. During Jesus' earthly ministry, he himself escaped the busyness of the crowds, occasionally, to renew his strength. Mark 6:31 says, "Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to his disciples, 'Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest.'" It is difficult, if not impossible, for us to hear God's still, quiet voice over the roar of the 21st century crowds. So, like Jesus, we must make time to rest and hear from our Lord. If we are honest, most of the time we resemble Martha more than Mary. We rush around doing what needs to be done while missing the glimpses of Jesus all around us. As difficult as it is, and as contrary to our culture as it is, we must intentionally make the effort to slow down and model Mary because, as Jesus himself said, Mary has chosen what is better and it will not be taken away from her. We must be intentional about making time to rest in Jesus. Let the phone ring. The chores can wait. The social media could use a break. Those things are not eternal. Jesus is eternal. Let us make the effort to sit at his feet and enjoy him. From gotquestions.org. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. Busyness doesn't prove significance. Activity isn't productivity. A busy life can be a barren life. Be still and listen to God. Rick Warren. People who are so busy rushing around get tired, and they have to come into the temple and look up and take a nice big breath and get filled up again. Help us to be like that, Jesus, and to remember we can't go on without the heavenly vision you give. A breath of heavenly fresh air, the sound of that sweet music. Have you been in the temple today? Are you taking a look upward? Have you breathed deeply of that heavenly elixir? Have you heard those beautiful notes of heavenly music, marveled at God's starry sky, His great creation, His universe, to know that all is well, and find rest and peace to your souls before you go back to work in the wings? You wouldn't worry and fret so and be so upset if you spent more time with the Lord. You'd find peace and rest for your souls. It just totally renews you and completely refreshes you and gives you new vision, fresh inspiration, strength, rest, peace, and joy. David Brown Berg. When the fire of prayer goes out, the barrenness of busyness takes over. George Carey. Martin Luther is quoted as saying, "I have so much to do today that I shall spend the first 3 hours in prayer. I find many of my days and late nights to be filled with busyness. It's always one thing after another as I proudly check off each task on my list that I complete. There are honestly days that I don't have time to eat, head to the bathroom, or give my wife a call to see how the kids are. There are never-ending lists of grants to write, emails to return, and many programs to oversee. Yet, in the midst of the busyness, it would seem that the single most important time spent in my day would be with the Father in prayer. The key to a successfully busy life is an intentional and passionate prayer life." Jesus seemed to be quite a busy guy during his earthly ministry. With all the miracles, teaching, rebuking of the religious elite, and training 12 ordinary men to be the future of the church, it is amazing he had time to sleep. However, in the midst of his incredibly busy life, he made sure to spend time in prayer. In fact, in Luke 5:16, it tells us that Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Jesus' prayer life was habitual and was something he often did. It was as if his prayer life was what allowed him to sustain his busy ministry life. As we go about our lives that get busier and busier, we often push many things to the side. Jesus' discipline of prayer in the midst of busyness reveals to us that it is the necessary component to maintain the pace that life takes us in sometimes. I look forward to seeing how a refreshed prayer life in the midst of busyness will empower us to be busy with His purposes. Zachary D. Dara.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.